Wireless computer revolution.
Good evening, I'm Jeremy Vine. It's 8:30 and this is Panorama.
The jury's still out on whether mobile phone masts can damage your health. The government's chief scientist advises caution. So if parents don't want masts situated close to schools, why are they now being put inside classrooms?
Yes, that's quite spectacular.
Is it?
Yes.
There's a revolution going on, and it's happening all around us. Wireless communications give us the freedom to use computers in the same way that we use mobile phones. The Martini way. Anytime, any place, anywhere. The British government is determined to catch this Wi-Fi wave and is installing the technology in all our schools. But does long-term exposure to Wi-Fi carry any health effects?
It's the new high-tech way of connecting to the internet. No wires, no modem, just radio waves, pulsing information through a network of mini-masts. Emails, websites, films, crackling through the skies. The explosion in the use of Wi-Fi means it's fast becoming unavoidable. But there's a catch. Radio frequency radiation, an invisible smog. The question is it affecting our health?
It's in homes, workplaces, restaurants, schools, entire cities are becoming what are known as Wi-Fi hotspots. You might be sitting in one right now, even as you watch this program, without even knowing.
It's a similar type of radiation to that emitted from mobile phones and masts. They've led to protests and even sabotage from those convinced the radiation's causing harm. And there've been a growing number of scientific studies which appear to back them up. Despite that, the government's been racing ahead. In 2000, it rolled out a new generation of more powerful phone technology and auctioned off the mast to go with it for several billion pounds.
This is what we got all the money for. We raised 22 billion from this, and we were very generous.
As with a mobile phone, that's a matter of personal choice. You can decide whether you want to use a mobile phone or not. And if you don't want to be irradiated, you don't switch on your mobile phone. But you have control over the situation. That's a big difference.
Sir William Stewart has a pedigree it'd take a bold politician to ignore. Chief scientific advisor to Margaret Thatcher, and then called upon by Tony Blair's government in 2000 to examine mobile phones, masts, and their impact on our health. After looking at the evidence for a year, he couldn't rule out the possibility there may be biological effects.
It means that basically there may be changes, for example, in